not what she said.
Yeah, that's definitely not what she meant.
Brandon?
I have an issue.
Through the meeting quickly.
Yes.
Okay. Well, when I spoke with Ron, is Ron coming tonight?
All right, let's see if I'm warm enough to sit way over here.
You want more lockers?
Oh, I should sit over here.
Two is enough.
Well, the thing is, when I spoke with him about this, it wasn't, we were going to look at this not just in the context of finance, but for other larger projects.
Yes, and Ron asked me if that's how it was going to be, and I said, the ordinance we drafted was just for Pinecrest right now. We said, okay, good. I didn't doubt first, so that's a change from what you understood.
Do we have reason to believe that it's not?
I mean, that's going to be the next thing.
But is it going to be?
I don't recall it ever being an issue before on the Twin Highlands.
Right.
But maybe Lou County to be out with.
I don't really know.
Is it okay, Mary Catherine? Is it okay that you come?
We will have to have discussion in terms of this.
But then we should have made this money.
I understand that. I understand that.
But the weather's been.
That's what prompted all of this, but the thing is that once we start, he and I looked at it, and I said, you know, we've got some other stuff lined up on the runway.
It's working out well.
I somehow don't have anything to know tonight.
North of the paper, below our Pinecrest, which is the residential piece. It's going to be a single unit type project, so that may be easier to understand in the context of our existing.
Well.
That's because you're newly married.
You can do anything you want, and this is going to be out the first street, if you can get four people to agree with you.
Okay.
So.
You all ready? Everybody, please rise and pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Braverman?
Here.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mr. Alfred? Mrs. Perry?
Yes, here.
Mr. Barron? Mr. Duber?
Yes, is there a motion to excuse Mr. Barron?
Motion made.
Second.
Ms. Cluter, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. If you want to call roll on that.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. Can I have a motion to approve Brian Hitz to Planning and Zoning for a term ending December 31st?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you and thank you.
It is council's appointment, so it should be the motion to appoint him.
Oh, okay.
Just in the minutes.
Oh, right.
Okay.
How do we catch that one before?
Because the agenda can come.
Motion to appoint.
Okay, if you'd call roll.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. Is there a motion to approve the management operating budget of 2016?
So moved.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Is there any further discussion on this at all?
No. Looks pretty good.
Nope. Okay. If you please call roll.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes.
Great.
Did she say wait? Great.
Great, thank you.
And then leave.
Can I have a motion to approve the minutes of the council meeting of November 11th, 2015?
Motion made.
Ms. Cluter, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Is there any discussion on the minutes?
We have them.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes of the council work session of December 2nd, 2015?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Perry, is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Klein, any discussion?
No.
All right, sure then. If you please call roll.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. And can I have a motion to approve Treasurer's Report of October 31st, 2015?
So moved.
Thank you, Ms. Perry, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Glitter. Is there any discussion you'd like to? Sure, might as well.
Okay, on Treasurer's Report, we have about 2 months to go now in the year, and our general fund is still in very good shape. If you look at the ending balance on October 31st, we are about 130,000 ahead of where we began the year. It's actually about 155,000. If you remember, we transferred some money out of the general fund a couple months ago. It got transferred back in November, but it doesn't show up on this sheet yet. So we're really about 155,000 ahead of the beginning year, January 1st balance. In comparison, a year ago at this point, at the end of October, our cash balance in that fund was 420,000. So you can see we've done very well this year, come up quite a bit. And if you look, you can go through all the details on the different pages, but in summary, the increase in our cash balance is due to the about 45,000 on the revenue side, and the remainder is our under budget situation on the expenditure side. All of the departments are still at or under budget through October. And also on the front page, there's all the other funds have very little activity this month other than the general fund. Are there any questions on the individual lines or?
I just wonder, do you have any update on tax collections? I mean, between this report and
income tax?
Yeah,
yeah. I can get that.
This is current.
I can give the November.
I mean,
report.
Are the reports have there been a?
We would have had one collection since then.
That's what I mean.
The first December one.
Yeah. And the first of December. They've done very well.
That's what I mean.
The November report is good, and the first December collection out of the two is higher than last year also.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was asking.
So they've continued ahead of budget.
Anything else on the Treasurer's Report?
No.
Nope. And could you please call roll?
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. And can I have a motion to approve the Tax Administrator's Report of November 30th, 2015?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Perry. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Cluter.
How could you not?
Okay, this report is also good news again. The first thing to point out is something that doesn't show on this report, on the any of the lines, but we got our first Pinecrest money in November. Rita didn't break it out like we thought they would, but we'll make sure that's done in the future.
We got our first what?
Pinecrest income tax revenue. So we got $1,200 from Pinecrest, which is included in column one, the wage withholding column. But
Is the people who are doing the infrastructure
people are doing the excavating,
right,
right, for the...
I don't see it.
Does not show, right.
But we got it in this time period?
Correct, but it was we got the news from Rita, or we were, got the breakout after this had been completed. Correct. So it's in the total.
Is
it just
that how it's going to be? Yeah. I guess we have to be
we're
going to...
Yeah. So, but from now on, we're going to make sure that Rita gets that to us ahead of time and get
that's
that breakdown.
That's not in the report, right?
Pardon?
That's not
showing.
No,
okay. It's not showing.
Yeah.
No.
So. No, it is there.
Pardon?
The amount is there, right. In
the amount is in the cash total. It just doesn't show on the Pine.
Orange Village?
Yeah,
or?
It wasn't broken out.
Yeah, right. It would be in the Orange Village line.
Orange Village, not the
correct, yeah. It's only 1200.
Okay, so it's not distinguished like.
Right, right.
But we're going to reclassify. Oh.
So the money's in there, but it just.
It'll be moved onto the report to show.
Right.
Yeah, there's
right.
A Pinecrest line here.
Yeah, Pinecrest.
Right.
That's where it'll be going forward. Overall, the collection is good for November. We're up 7% over last year at this point. In terms of cash, that's 223,000, as you can see at the bottom of line or column four. In terms of our budget, we're almost 88,000 over budget. And to compare that to last year at this point, we were 101,000 under budget. So again, we've done much better this year than last year. And
do we expect the amount of the Pinecrest tax collections to go up substantially every month?
I would think it
depends.
Yeah.
Well, depends on the level of activity.
Construction, right?
Depends on
much.
When you see more activity there, then you would expect that to translate into more income tax.
Yeah.
Depends how the company files also, whether they file quarterly or monthly. We're not sure how they're going to be filing yet, the construction companies, so.
Thank you.
Anything else?
All right.
If you please call roll.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluder?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. Can I, I'm having anything. Discussion of bills to be paid for November in the amount of $399,450.82. And additional expenses of $47,959.15 for the October bill.
I would just immediately want to drop in the line, to point out to your attention that the November bills, the general fund expenditures were just under $75,000.
The minutes from the 11th.
Quite the bit of that was.
Oh, I have it.
On which one?
November's.
Oh, you're jumping the gun, but, oh, wait.
That's what you said,
$399,450. Oh, I did say, never mind, ignore me, you're right.
So what do you?
So I'm saying of the $399,000, the most important thing to look at is on page three, the distribution between the funds. And you'll see that the general fund expenditures were more in typical line with most months, $75,000. We had debt service of $210,000 in that month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what was the $50,000 on the recreation for?
Let me just, a quick question. We're looking, the two I have are November and December.
Well, I thought Brandon just read the November one.
Yeah, I did.
Well, but the minutes say.
No, I take that back. So on here, it says October and November.
Right, exactly, that's what I'm.
But in the packet, it has November, December.
Yeah.
Ah, see, I was confused for a reason.
The agenda says November and December.
It says October, then November.
But the documents don't say that.
On the agenda.
No, it says additional expenses, so in November.
Wait, hold on, time out.
A bit different.
I have different agendas.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
See, these say November and December.
November.
It says October.
There's a November, okay, so I have November. I have November, November.
Oh, October.
And there's October.
Oh, I see what you're saying, okay, okay, okay.
Oh, I see.
So when we check on November bills to be paid, we're also giving you any checks that were written in October since the last time you saw the list.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
That's just worded.
I think it's only confusing to get two listed.
Well, no, it's different than it typically is on.
I thought so too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different than it used to be.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The additional expenses never really threw in the previous month, which.
Go back and look at some other agendas, because I think it has been.
I will make that way. Okay, any other discussion on the November bills?
Well, I just have some comparative religion, and maybe you can explain it to me. On the debt service for November is $209,000, and the debt service in December is $83,000. Why is there such a disparity between those?
Well, we don't pay the same debts every month. Mostly they're twice a year, so the bulk of them are, aren't they usually June and, oh, maybe they're, May and November. Is that when we, the bulk of the debt payments are May and November, but there's a payment in December.
Usually interest in May, principal in December.
We have a number of different loans that we're paying on. None of them are exposed. They all got a revenue source and an assessment behind each one. So we get the money in from the real estate tax.
I'm just questioning why they were so significantly different between last month.
Just timing.
They don't all have the same DB.
Okay, thank you.
And they all don't have the same principal amount, so.
Thank you.
Okay. I was overcomplicating the question.
Really?
Any other questions on the November bills? Moving on to discussion of the bills to be paid for December, the amount of $234,526.92. And additional expenses of $227,907.27 from the November bills. Are we on salt? Fine. What's your favorite topic?
Are we out of salt?
No.
No, how are we?
How are we, like, on salt for the year? Are we good? I just saw the salt bill, so maybe think that.
Yeah, salt's good bill, but as a reminder, obligated to buy 90%, so when we put in with ODOT contract, so we just purchased it to fill up, so.
And if we have no snow this year ever, we just pile it up?
That's okay.
New salt shed right here.
Do they hold on to it?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Don't they hold on to it?
They have in the past, they charged us. Typically, they want to send it to you and bill you for it. So we need that for $400, and we need to purchase another $1,200 bill.
We can put it in Brandon's backyard.
Any questions? Bills? No? Okay. Moving on to business, pending legislation motions, ordinance 2015-29, an ordinance amending section 143.01 of the codified ordinances of the village and changing the composition of the police department by establishing the position of part-time IT security officer and declaring an emergency. This is on the third reading. We've talked about this a lot. I don't know if there's any other discussion necessary. Okay. But so is there a motion to pass ordinance 2015-29?
Motion made.
Thank you, Ms. Cluter, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Braverman. Anything else on that? Please call a roll.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. And moving on to ordinance 2015-30 as amended, an ordinance authorizing property owned by the Cleveland Chinese Christian Church located at 27700 Emery Road to obtain sanitary sewer services from the city of Bedford Heights by the city of Lawrenceville Heights, requiring the property owner maintain all sewer facilities constructed pursuant to this authority and requiring the payment of all costs and expenses incurred by the village and inspecting, permitting the proposed sewer improvement. This is up for third reading as well. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Ms. Cluter.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Cluter. Any other discussion on ordinance 2015-30?
No, we've discussed.
If not, if you please call a roll.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. And moving on to new business and introduction and consideration of ordinance 2015-35, an ordinance to make annual appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of Orange Village during the calendar year 2016. Some for first reading. The administration has requested suspension of rules.
This ordinance exactly reflects the management operating budget that you just approved as item 5 on the agenda. It's just reconfigured in a different format. It's fewer categories, so the numbers are bigger, but in sum total, they are the same.
I'll make a motion to suspend the rules.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. If you please call the roll on suspension.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. And is there a motion to pass ordinance 2015-35?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Any other discussion? Please call a roll.
What's that?
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. Moving on to ordinance 2015-36, an ordinance approving and confirming the appointment of Stephen Havancic and Associates, Inc. as Orange Village Engineer and repealing certain ordinances. This is on the first reading.
And you do have the letter that he wrote?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we get all the dates straightened out on that?
Yes.
The dates are straightened out.
Is anybody interested in making a motion to suspend the rules?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein.
Do they want us to suspend?
Oh, wait.
I'm just trying to get things done.
Okay. Actually, I take that back. I'm sorry. I thought we were on the next one.
You do not want to make a motion.
I do not want to make a motion.
Okay. Does anybody want to make a motion to suspend the rules?
Withdraw my second.
Make one difference, one way or the other, because it's going to start January 1st, and if you pass it next April, he's going to get paid.
Spin.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. If you please call the roll on suspension of rules.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
No.
Ms. Cluter?
No.
Mrs. Perry?
No.
Mr. Duper?
Yes. All right. Any other discussion on the ordinance? No? Okay. Moving on to ordinance 2015-37, an ordinance placing a moratorium on the enforcement of Chapter 1503 of the Orange Village Codified Ordinances, thereby requiring that the construction of fire suppression systems in all buildings within the village shall be governed by state law. This is on the first reading. I think we discussed this last week. Anybody have questions for the chief or anything else?
We do know that they have met, right?
Who met?
Started for the portion of the ordinance. It says they'll come back to us with a longer-term recommendation. This is really to handle the immediate needs of something that's underway. Right? You guys, you and Gip and Ron started to meet.
Good.
Moving on to ordinance 2015-38, ordinance authorizing the design and construction of the Zach Levine Japanese Memorial Stone Garden in the Orange Village Park. On the first reading, we discussed it last week. I think we had a bunch of questions. Is there any?
You referring it to P&Z, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's been referred to P&Z, and P&Z hasn't met, so we haven't.
Oh, so there's nothing yet. Okay.
Yeah. It will be on the agenda next Tuesday.
Thank you. Moving on to ordinance 2015-39, in order to make annual amended appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures for the village during the calendar year 2015. This is on for first reading. The administration requests suspension of the rules.
We are asking for this because if we don't pass this before the end of the year, these are places where we could get dinged on the audit because we can't spend more than was appropriated. So these are the amended appropriations, and I guess Dave can tell us exactly which areas changed.
Yeah, we need to get council's approval of what we are actually spending for the year. And the way we do that we have to do it before year end, which is kind of a catch-22. We take the October spending actual numbers from the treasurer's report, and we just project in every fund or fund type what we think will happen in the last 2 months. So that's what's reflected in that appropriation. So it's 10 months of real numbers and 2 months of estimates.
Is there a motion to suspend the rules?
I'll make a motion this time.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I will second it this
sure.
time.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Cluter. Would you please call roll regarding suspension?
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. And can I have a motion to pass ordinance 2015-39?
So moved.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Any other discussion?
Mr. Klein.
Wait. I'm sorry. I just had a question. Is there any reason why we couldn't do this motion in effect at the end of each report by the treasurer each month? In other words, do it monthly instead of wait for the year?
No.
Well, no, but I mean just to. Oh, this is all for the amended appropriations. So they come in each month. We don't amend each month, do we? Okay, I'm sorry. All right. I was just trying to bundle them somehow, keep it running.
Is a
running total. All right.
We don't have. Right. Want to have a government shutdown.
Okay. Just a question. What's that?
Please call. Any other discussion? No? Please call roll.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Mm-hmm. Cluter?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. And moving on to ordinance 2015-40, an ordinance establishing the Pinecrest Development Project Building Department permit fees and declaring an emergency. This is on first reading.
We just got this.
Now, what I want to ask you about, the background to this is when Ron went to calculate, and this was true under Fred White, too. Fred left just at the point where it was being negotiated. If you were to take... What I really want to do is ask you what night you want to have Ron here so he can do the working meeting with you. But basically, our posted fees were not applicable. They did not, in order to calculate them, you'd have to count like every single electrical outlet in the
So what Ron did was he used all our posted fees. Is it in the ordinance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the first section, the building permit fees, the 45 cents, that's posted. That's what we already have. What is different is the mechanical permit fee for electrical, plumbing, and HVAC.
So the building is the exact same?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because if under the mechanical permit fees, our posted schedule says $100 plus so much for every single outlet. So, and then the out-of-pocket fees, the additional fees, the plans examiner fees, that's just our posted schedule. But that's not what the plans examiner costs us, but that is the posted schedule. So I think the point was, and we had a few go-arounds with Steve on how we could calculate costs for a building department, and this was partially easy conclusion because it was negotiated and the developers are comfortable or agreeing to it or not pushing back on it, I should say.
They don't have to agree to it.
Well, there's some points that Steve raised that maybe pushback could be an issue. This is absolutely a well thought out, calculated thing. We went to see what other people charge for these items. I'd like to have him in here to explain to you his methodology and his position on each of these. But this is his recommendation, and there's no pushback from the developer, and it adds up to about $750,000.
I know that I personally would like him to come in, and I have
probably
a bunch of questions on this.
I just
it's a big revenue source.
I just want to add into that conversation. Ron and I sat down about 2 weeks ago when he began sort of organizing the metrics as to how it made sense to charge fees for this work, because the what he was looking at was it was disproportionate to the amount of service and work that would be required on the part of the village to manage the process of permitting and inspection for these trades. This is basically focused on the mechanical, electrical, plumbing, fire protection trades, which were based on unit costs that were determined by how many outlets in the electrical case, how many diffusers in the mechanical, how many tons of cooling. It became very complicated to not only manage the process, but to figure out what the number is. Because you could, if you took an electric outlet out or moved an electric outlet for some reason or other, you'd have a discussion over it. And going to a unit cost that's based on square footage is far more effective and efficient for the process and results in the same value to the community. So we looked at, I know that he looked at fees from other communities in the region that have unit cost fees based on square footage rather than based on installed units. And he can explain where some of that data came from, but we walked through it, and this, we talked about what some of these numbers might implicate.
Well, I don't know if you wanted the work session in January or the actual meeting in January, and maybe I could ask the others to him.
Well, obviously it matters to him a little bit.
Huh?
I said obviously it matters to him, because maybe we do it for the
and on the first meeting in January, your organizational meeting, but we have a couple swearing in too.
Maybe it makes more sense. I was going to say, maybe it makes more sense for the second one.
Because wouldn't it be like doing celebratory things?
This doesn't need to be done that quick.
No, as soon as better.
I know, but they're not
so
putting.
It's just like Dave's report.
Stuff like that. So we have some time if this.
I'm not sure.
Need to push it an extra.
Well, I think we could, because hopefully Steve will agree with me, but if we don't have this passing time, they could make us, if they're ready and this is holding up the payment, they could give us 100, 200, 300,000, and we could give them a conditional permit until this is passed.
Right.
Steve nodding his head, that's okay.
Well, a lot of, I mean, a lot of what they're gonna be doing, they aren't gonna be pulling permits for a lot of the build-out construction.
No.
And that's a lot of what this deals with is the actual tenant space, right?
Right.
So,
but
so they don't.
How are they gonna pay? Are they gonna pay it in lump?
There was supposed to be two payments.
You pay for it
as opposed to each time they pull an electrical or whatever else.
You pay it when you pull the permit, effectively. And right now, they don't have any vertical permits. Everything is, you know, foundation and site and infrastructure. And that's already in the schedule, and we have permits for that in place. So this stuff isn't gonna happen at least till they can get out of the ground.
I'm just trying to figure out, are we really gonna go through each? I thought the idea was to bypass each electrical.
Correct.
It is.
This is what this will accomplish.
So when they pull these individual permits.
They're pulling it for the building.
Okay, but I mean, is the payment schedule tied to that?
Well,
that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, because there could be a different builder than the person who does the electrical, that does it, the different contractor who does the plumbing.
Yeah, there'll be different subcontractors for each of those. And then down the road, as tenant improvements begin, and some of the tenants who build their own facilities would very likely have their own contractor. So they're gonna pull permits individually as well. And they'll pull for the main building permit,
That actually says that right here in the text of the ordinance.
What I'm trying
to. Under building permit fees in the second paragraph where it says however.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, all it means is that we're not going to charge the general contractor the full square footage of the plumbing when they pull permit to build the building, because whoever comes in and puts the plumbing in will pay the program.
Yeah, the individual trade pays for their individual permit when they come in.
This will all be collected. It just might not all be from one source.
Okay. So, I mean. It seemed like you wanted to bypass the whole process of counting each little thing, and now we're going to pass it, and then we're going to go back and count each little thing.
No.
This is based on square feet.
Yeah, this keeps us from having to count.
It's all internalized with them?
It's all
based on square feet.
Added into the figure, which is then applied to square footage instead of the number of outlets.
Okay. Is this, when it says projects the size and complexity of Pinecrest, doesn't that mean, should we be defining that a little more specifically for use against a future project? Don't we have a couple other projects coming in?
That's a little broader, but this agenda, this ordinance only
this is just specific to Pinecrest.
I know it is.
We don't have to do that.
But I'm saying there
we're
are other projects
to address
coming
that
in
at some point.
Either are going to be of the same size and complexity or not. I'm asking, is that what's going to happen?
Yes. We could have waited longer and worked on the ordinance that would have covered all situations.
Right.
We still have to work on the ordinance that covers, right?
We can't.
Or we wait for the next deal.
Yeah.
That covers what?
Other
similar projects.
Work on the other one. I'm trying to find the ordinance.
What other large scale things?
Here.
Well, this will be the precedent for those other.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Are we going to, I mean, I don't know if this is.
Well,
this
what else are, hold on a minute. What else are we doing that is of the size and scale of Pinecrest?
Well,
that's the question.
South.
Wind Highland South Jacobs Group has come in officially with a plan that would build a 150-plus room hotel and two restaurant pads, one of those being 11,000 square foot and the other one being about 8,000 or 9,000 square foot. That's on the Harvard portion of their property. Their master plan then shows phase two and phase three becoming 400,000 square feet of Class A office space ultimately and eventually.
Okay, I've never heard of any of this. That's
oh,
why
it's
Francis even wrote about it to the paper.
I did.
Yeah,
well, only very briefly,
so,
or so you heard.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Very briefly.
All I'm really asking is this going to apply to all, or are we going to have to negotiate
not
each one?
Not as it's written.
Huh?
Not as it's written. This is
That's what I'm saying.
This is the Pinecrest Ordinance.
Right. I understand that.
And it's so that you can get up and running, get the receipt of the funds.
Yes.
For Pinecrest.
And no, if we want to change it for different projects, we can
use the same thing.
Is that the plan? I mean, is there any reason why these numbers wouldn't transfer?
I just wonder if you could give us like another month or two to
I think we should wait till the regular meeting, till the second week in January.
I just don't want to get locked in, or you know
you
what I'm saying?
You won't be locked in. This will not lock you in for something else.
I mean, the next guy's not gonna say, how about these numbers here?
They can say that.
Even though they're decent numbers, I just wanna know.
They could say that, but that's.
You have the authority. The law that will exist everywhere else outside the Pinecrest District is in your code. This is a separate method of calculation for something the size and complexity of Pinecrest.
Well, that's.
Nothing else will be the size. It may be big, but it won't be the size and complexity.
Well, see, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah, it's the whole.
And your authority over the issue will remain.
I mean, if this were just for Pinecrest, as I agree it is, why do we have to talk about the size and complexity of other projects, the size of Pinecrest?
This is the purpose.
No, it's in here. It's in here.
This is the purpose. The purpose of that is to say this would be a basis of distinguishing Pinecrest from other developments. So it is towards your point of not locking you in to a precedent that you may not be comfortable with.
Right. I mean, I'm just.
So this does what you want it to do.
A residential transition.
Okay, all I'm really, you understand what I'm saying?
All right, let's, no.
But we don't have to do all the advanced, all the future thinking now. Because what we are doing now for Pinecrest doesn't tie our.
I'm really asking why we don't, why don't we just say for Pinecrest?
Well, let's do this. This does say for Pinecrest. Well, let's move on. Let's come back to this next week. Nobody's had a chance to really read this, digest it since we got it. So let's all take it home, read it, digest it. We can talk about it at the first meeting and then we'll have, you know, obviously they'll come in to the second meeting and discuss it.
Well, I don't think it makes a lot of point to talk about it without him here, so I'd like to have him here the night that you think.
Well, then let's do it for the, let's do it the second meeting.
Okay.
But if somebody wants to bring it up.
We could talk for an hour or 2 hours and he could come in and what took an hour to talk about, he could explain in 2 minutes.
Right,
so that's why we're done for tonight.
Talking about the language here.
Okay.
Somebody else.
All right, so any other discussion on 2015-40? No? Okay, thanks. Moving on to audience comments relating to matters which advance the good of the village. Okay, moving on to committee reports and comments by council members. Ms. Perry?
No report.
Thank you. Mr. Braverman?
No, not tonight, thank you.
Ms. Cluter?
No commission report, but can I talk about something else or
sure.
No?
Sure.
Okay.
Comments.
Just
comments. You're welcome.
Thank you. I was just having a curbside consult with Judd about the Pinecrest project. Seems to be at a standstill right now, or slower, and the wall, the wall that is very large.
And gonna get larger.
Okay.
What I understand is that those blocks are only made like 100 a day or something, and when they don't have blocks, they can't put blocks on the wall. There's nothing to do.
So has all the has the infrastructure been started? There? Nothing. No. So are we
still working on the clearing?
Are we going to be looking at 2017? Is that still
a
guesstimate?
That's still the game plan.
Okay, that's pretty.
We
good
could
odds.
Get done
that's
early with weather
plan.
Like this. I'll tell you that.
I mean, I think it's way too soon to start figuring out if they're behind or ahead of schedule.
No, it just. You know, I just drive past and there's no.
Well, tomorrow is a significant day. They go to the Cuyahoga County Cleveland Port Authority and their bonds will be voted on tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
All indications, I had a phone call tonight about 6 o'clock from Price Finley. It's all looking like it's going to happen.
That's very good. Okay, and just Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year or Happy Holidays to everybody. Thank you.
You forgot Hanukkah?
I'm done.
Hanukkah.
I already wish you a happy Hanukkah. That was last week. We're already into the holiday.
That's true.
Ask my buddy, Mr. Braverman, who says she's got that fuzziness about her.
Mr. Klein.
Doesn't the menorah look good this year?
Yeah.
It really stands out this year.
Beautiful.
Yeah? It's the color bulbs.
No, there's no snow.
There's
right?
No snow. Yeah,
it's the
color. It's not buried. It's not.
Right, so, Mr. Klein.
I have two things. Number one, I just wanted to update everyone on the Chagrin Boulevard improvements. We had a meeting on Friday that was attended by members, by the mayors of Beechwood, Woodmere, obviously our mayor, the engineers from Woodmere, Orange Village, and several of the representatives of ODOT. And just to bring you up to date, they are on schedule for the
improvements on the Chagrin Boulevard traffic signalization program. I think the plan is to be completed next spring, and hopefully we'll see the benefit of that shortly thereafter. Some other things that we talked about was sort of a larger, more global view of the four communities that adjoin Chagrin Boulevard, Orange, Pepper Pike, Beechwood, and Woodmere, and looking at how we might look at some of the issues beyond Chagrin Boulevard that impact traffic. And it was agreed upon that each of the community's engineers would participate in a process that would be facilitated by ODOT to look at the major intersections, primarily along Lander Road, but also on Brainerd, to where we might have opportunities to make improvements, what those improvements might be, what the priorities could be, and then where funding might come from in order to facilitate those. And ODOT was very helpful in being willing to step up to the plate and lead the process. They also are willing to help us find resources once we have identified directions. We are reaching out to Pepper Pike, who was not available for the meeting on Friday, but Mayor Bain has been kept up to speed with what's the discussion has been. The last thing is it relates to that component is the goal and objective of this is to kind of begin to create a real collaborative process amongst the four communities and for long-range prosperity for all of the communities, leveraging Chagrin Boulevard as that the source for that. So we're going to continue to talk. There's a meeting that's going to be scheduled by ODOT to bring all the engineers together. Each of the cities who were at the meeting, villages, committed to have their engineers participate in that initial discussion. In the meantime, we're going to look at how we might develop a issues list on the community level to address where there might be opportunities and challenges that we can work through together. And I'm working to put together a process for that on behalf of the group. So that's all I have to say about that. Life's a box of chocolates. The other thing, last week at our work session, I raised the issue of refugees and what our role may be as a caring community in moving forward. And I just wanted to reiterate that discussion. We've had some offline discussions indirectly with some of my colleagues on council of some interesting ideas that have been brought forward as to how we might play a role that brings some community caring that Orange should be representative of. And again, want to open the discussion as to how we might want to move forward, or if we want to move forward in taking up a position on this particular.
Discuss it tonight, you're saying?
Well, I'm opening.
So what do you propose?
I'm proposing a discussion right now, Brandon. So I think, number one, I think it's important that we at least inform the legislature, who has taken a position that Ohio should close its doors to refugees, that's not our feeling on it. At least that's not my feeling. I shouldn't say that's not our feeling. It's not my feeling on it. We have to determine what the community feeling sense is. Insofar as we represent the community, it's, I guess, coming from us where that is going to be. But having seen that the city of Cleveland put forward a resolution by council to not only suggest that they don't support the legislature's position on refugees, but more importantly, they are welcoming to those refugees to bring them to Northeast Ohio.
And I think that, you know, we can, should consider a similar resolution that suggests our support of what Cleveland is doing, and maybe we push the envelope further. And with
right.
that, I'll cede some of my time to my colleague on the other side of the
well,
of the other side.
What's further?
I'm going to leave that one to.
What I suggested, or am about to suggest, and for just for consideration at this time, I kind of thought that Orange Village ought to, I'm going to say, create an entity. I don't know what that means exactly, but not through the government per se, but create an entity and open it up to the residents of Orange Village for contributions, and the money that we would collect would be used to sponsor a Syrian family or an immigrant family, I'm assuming Syrian for purposes of this conversation, for 1 year, including such things as renting a home or an apartment or whatever it might be, and you know, coming up with maybe a minimal budget that they would need to just get started. The kind of things that there were any number of obviously groups that came to this country in the past, and then they looked to their other people from their country to provide some support for them until they got on their feet. I mean, that was done by the Jews, it was done by the Irish, the Italians, the Polish. I mean, it's been done by a lot of groups. I don't know, there is such a Syrian group here in this country. And of course, the initial group that came over had to be helped by somebody other than their own countrymen who weren't here. So all I'm really saying is that if we wanted to really do something, we ought to do something rather than just simply through a resolution say, here's how we feel about what you're doing or what you're saying. And so taking a more activist type of approach to demonstrate our interest. And I think it's an interesting idea, and I felt good suggesting it, and I hope that it's something we can, you know, either work together with within the confines of the village, or it could be done outside of the government, as I say, by a group of interested people. But that's neither here. That's the idea. The idea basically is that unless somebody here is a Choctaw, we're all immigrants basically, and for that reason, we ought to place the proper emphasis on keeping the doors open for other immigrants to come to this country.
I have a couple questions about this. our history on this council, various things have been brought up for us to support,
yeah.
Say breast cancer, or supporting a movement in America in some way. And we've traditionally said it's what our job is here is to legislate,
right.
and that we didn't think it held a lot of power to do these kind of things. And so, and the other part I want to tack on to that is, and I'm just kind of bringing this up as a discussion point, we've also been very careful on this committee to not donate to any organizations ever.
We wouldn't.
The prom is a perfect example. We support Orange Schools, but we've never, with taxpayer funds,
right.
done that.
Right.
So I thought what you were proposing was that we would help sponsor
no.
a family.
No. We would not. I mean, I'm sorry if I wasn't clear. No taxpayer dollars would be used at all. Only contributions from Orange residents who wanted to join whatever this organization is. I don't have it in mind specifically. Who wanted to contribute personally to help sponsor a family. This is not. It's not formally through the government. It's not using taxpayer dollars. I would never. I agree with completely.
To just use our pulpit here. To ask people to donate towards that cause?
Our pulpit,
whatever you want to call it.
The congregants are missing, but okay. I don't feel like I have this. We were talking about.
So, again, it's nothing we've ever really
no.
done before.
No, it isn't. It's true. But I mean, I was just following up with, you know, Judd's recommendation that we do something as a government by saying, here's how we feel about what you're either doing or not doing, or saying or not saying. And I thought it would be more powerful if we could find a group of Orange residents who would actually do something. You know, I mean, it's like any, I'll call it charitable, although that may be more of a tax reference than anything else. But it's not something that would be done with taxpayer money or necessarily by the seven of us necessarily at all. I mean, if we could find other people who wanted to do it, that'd be great.
I think there probably are a lot of groups who are doing something like that. And I think
I think there are groups,
not in Orange Village, but there are groups who are doing exactly that. And I think the problem you have is that, in theory, maybe it sounds good, but it might be more difficult than you think to sustain something, you know, raise funds where you can sustain a family to come over here and live for a year. I mean, it's, you know, and then what happens? The well dries up and they're kind of SOL, you know. And
no, they're kind of like everybody else. They go on their own.
Orange Cares.
Huh?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I just.
Orange Cares?
Well.
About, I mean, how it was.
No. When we did the Orange Cares about, you know, trying to help elderly residents,
yeah.
You know, which was a great idea. However, it never picked up because there's not the volunteers to do it.
Right.
And I think you come not only compound the problem with there's not the volunteers, but then you're asking people to give money, which is even more difficult. You know,
actually less difficult. More people would rather write a check than give their time for any kind of charitable purpose.
Well, right. But you have to give
it's
your
a
time
great idea. Who's going to do it?
I don't know. We're having a conversation. I mean, we're.
If you put the word out, if you wanted to put the word out, we can't use taxpayers' dollars to advertise that this is something that we want to do. It has
Why
to
not?
Be, well, can we? If we? Can we do that? I mean, can we put it in and
hear the question?
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, it could go in a newsletter or something.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
that.
We're not talking about.
It doesn't add any money to anything.
Yeah, we're not talking
no
about spending
cost.
A lot of money to get it.
No,
either people would pick up on it or they wouldn't, you know.
Aren't there community grants that cities and towns create for purposes within their community that, you know?
I mean, here's the problem that I have with doing something like that. You know, and this isn't against, you know, what Judd's talking about, a resolution, but I think the one step further is that then you start having a council that is taking sides, not just like in a position on a policy statement, but then they're actually like going a step further. And, you know, there are so many good causes out there. Yes. Maybe we help one, not another, but, you know, I think it comes, there's so many groups that are in need, and we're almost singling something out, and, you know, it's almost we're doing it because it's popular to an extent on something like that. Now the policy thing, I think, is maybe a little bit different.
The resolution. Yeah,
that might be a little bit different in that I think that, you know, that's something that, yes, we're, you know, Lisa, you indicated that we're small, we don't have much power on this, but yes, if every community does something like that, it can make a, you know, a bigger point to, you know, to
who's
the state legislature.
Who's a good historian here? We've had a few resolutions come through that I do believe passed where we were supporting something.
I think we went on record against elimination of the estate tax.
Oh.
We might have at one time taken a position on the state tax bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember many others.
No, we're just, that resolution.
Right. So, but have we ever done one where we're supporting a movement or a policy statement that's like a national?
Can you recall one?
I cannot, but I'm the worst.
No, but
you're
I
the better
know if we necessarily
person who remembers.
The question is,
don't do this just based
just
on, you know,
history. Not
history.
This is.
I mean, we can evolve, you know.
Your judge suggested only is a reaction to a policy statement that's being made in Columbus, not nationally. In other words, we have a legislature that is about to act, I don't know if they ever will, but is about to act on something the governor has already said to keep certain people out of the state of Ohio. I mean, it's clearly unconstitutional, but that's another discussion.
Hey, tell you, municipal organizations, their strategy is to lobby. To lobby is to talk to your state rep and your state senator.
Yeah.
A resolution is just as good a way to talk to them if there's something you
yeah,
want
I'm
to
not
say.
Saying, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, I think, you know, this is a time, this is an issue that I think we ought to pay attention to because many of our forebears came here and some were turned away.
Yes.
It's true.
And And we've, in each generation, we've had such situations that have come about, and we have to think about those in the appropriate context and what that means as to who we are as a nation, who we are as a community, and what we really stand for. And I think this is a total knee-jerk reaction to a situation that has come about, mm-hmm. and as I see it, it's playing into that action in the wrong way. That by precluding these people from coming is doing exactly what those people who have instigated these situations are trying to do. They're trying to be divisive, and we're trying, and I think we need to say it ain't gonna work here. It doesn't, bless you. It doesn't work here. And, you know, we may want to, you know, I think at the very least, structuring a resolution at least puts us on the record in saying we support the values that our forefathers drew up in developing this country, and we want to see it continue against, regardless of what situation comes about. And we have to then stand up and be counted.
Or not, if you don't want to do
it. Or you don't want to.
You don't support the resolution,
yeah.
However it's drafted. So.
So, it sounds like something you want to do.
Why don't you see if there's four votes to even draft something? Oh, yeah.
Well, then you're kind of voting to vote.
I'll tell you what, I'll make a motion and then we can talk.
A straw ballot.
Well, we could.
Excuse me?
What are we doing?
Let's start with this. Obviously, Mr. Klein, this is something you'd like to do, maybe have a resolution.
I'd love to have a resolution.
Ms. Cluter, do you?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Perry?
I'm not sure.
Okay, what about you, Mr. Braverman?
I think it'd be good. Mm-hmm.
Can I just state for you all to know, it's not because I don't believe in it, I absolutely do, I'm just not sure that's what we ought to be doing.
I didn't hear the
question. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not because I don't believe in that's wrong for the state of Ohio to do. I absolutely believe that, but I'm just not sure it's the right thing for us to do.
Why don't we do this? I would like maybe one more meeting before I'd like to think about this some more.
That's fine.
And, you know, and
there's no fire burning that we have to.
I agree. So,
other than, you know, the passion that comes with it, but that's not going to go away. So.
Oh, by the time you get around to deciding, it'll probably be all resolved and done.
No. What world are you living in?
not till next
July. So
why
don't we give this, one more one more council session? You know,
one
we'll
session.
Have what? Yeah, we'll have Ron here, and I want to think about this a little bit more. And you know, if there is something where it's looking like we have votes,
then maybe
we'll go ahead and have
that
direct Steve to.
Okay.
Draft a resolution?
Yeah.
Instead of having.
Well, I think we also need to kind of come up with some of the language that might be in the resolution that Steve
would
Right.
draft.
Yeah, make it. Why not?
And if you want to, have you circulated these Cleveland ones?
I did. Okay. I did circulate the Cleveland one.
Right.
I think it might want to be a little different as it needs to be. And I'm happy to kind of wordsmith that a little bit.
For next meeting, for the work session, will you? Hey, Judd?
Yes.
Will you send it to Mary Catherine, and then she'll a copy of the Cleveland resolution in everybody's packet?
Get it?
No, we have it, but just it might just be good to have in the packet so we can kind of see what's good. Okay. Any other comments?
I had one other thing I would add, not about this.
Oh, okay.
And that is for Chris. It's for Chris.
I Chris is asleep.
No, I know.
You can respond. Red Robin is giving away a certain hamburger for those whose name are Chris. Are you aware of that? Well, you ought to check it out. You can get a free burger there. I'm not sure exact dates, but because it's St. Nick and Chris, so you got a free burger coming to you.
You must have.
I don't know, but it's up. You know, I'm just telling you.
All right.
I can't do it. You can. So
right,
go.
Is there anything else that you have?
No.
Okay.
No, that concludes my comments.
All right.
Comments from
Mayor,
the
Mayor, do you have any?
I do. I told you I was going to talk tonight. This is one of my favorite meetings of the year because I am going to publicly state the many accomplishments of this village during 2015. For the few of you who think you have heard this before and think you're about to get very bored, I guarantee you, you will hear something you haven't heard before.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? You will hear something.
Is it in rhyme?
Huh?
Is it in rhyme?
Oh, are you kidding? It's in scrap pieces of notes all over. Okay. All right, 2015, whether you know it or not, we really crossed some very huge legislative hurdles. We passed in 2015 a development agreement that had been in the works for a couple of years. We passed a service payment agreement, a compensation agreement, and most recently the cooperative agreement. All of these things to enable Pinecrest to go forward. We passed a renewal of the infrastructure levy by a very large, in excess of 85%, which was the highest endorsement of a tax levy throughout the region. We have, for the first time, a full-time building department. And I think that's going to really add a lot of service to the residents of Orange. I can see it happening already. We began the survey work on the all-purpose trails throughout the on the main streets of the village. Sergeant Jason Marvin was elected for a second year in a row as president of the Ohio Police Juvenile Officers Association. We built a dog park. Has Lovey gone to it?
Lovey has. And she's the only one there by herself running around.
I thought Brandon's dog was going to.
We haven't had a date yet.
Okay. All right. In 2015. Not allowed to what?
Date yet.
Oh. 2015, the police department replaced all pepper spray and 10 vests were replaced. In 2015, all our police officers and fire officers were trained and given access for, tell me if I'm saying it wrong or right, Narcan?
Yeah,
Narcan. That's the heroin overdose reversal medication. We offered 7 CPR classes during the year. Lieutenant Nick DeSico, in guiding our dispatch operation, was designated as the, our 911 dispatch center was the best in nation in technology for small agencies. That award was given by the Association of Public Safety Communications Officials. And a separate and additional award, we were identified as the second best call center in the nation by 911 dispatcher edu.org. Yeah, big deal. Officer Sam Borgia was earned the 2015 Mothers Against Drunk Driving Award for his OIV, his under the influence arrests. We obtained a long-term goal of having 15 full-time police officers on board, which we have finally realized, and that will be good for another couple of weeks when we go back down. At the first meeting in January, we will be submitting a candidate for confirmation to a part-time police officer's job. And if you have any questions about the who or the what, you can talk to Chris between now and then. I assume he took it. I assume he accepted the job that. Oh, yes, thank you. And we will be asking for your confirmation to promote one of our current officers to the position of sergeant. We will not be replacing or adding a second lieutenant, but we will have a fourth sergeant. Are we allowed to say who yet? Officer Mike Doublejack has been selected to be the next sergeant of the Orange Village Police Department. Okay.
But wait, there's more.
What?
But wait, there's more?
So much more.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, you guys think nothing hell goes on.
Well,
we purchased a new roller with Moreland Hills and Pepper Pike. We have now regionalized the equipment. We got a new hook lift and a new tanker for the new hook lift.
We had a major tree removal program this year to deal with the emerald ash borer disease, and we replaced approximately 125 trees in the right-of-way. The front of the annex building next door was landscaped. We have started the LED sign installation project. The Muni Center was painted this year. We entered a new 5-year trash recycle contract. The room in the church, old church building that we're now calling the annex building, but that building next door has a large community room. It's ready to be used. It's carpeted, it's painted, it could be used, except the acoustics are horrible. But we do have a large, nice space that we need to create uses for. We sold 4160 Lander Road. We reconstructed Waterford Court, Cambridge Court, Walnut Hills, just the northern portion that's going to remain, and the Pike Drive parking lot was repaved. Those were all repaved. Those streets were all repaved. And then we rejuvenated Sterncrest and Lander Road. We got the last stretch of the fire safety water main put in at Hidden Valley, and now all of our residents are within hose length of a fire hydrant.
That's important.
We conducted many community events this year. In addition to the annual salute, we had our second in a row Halloween party, which was very, very well received. We had a fire department open house. We had music at the Muni, a movie at the Muni. Fire department conducted 2 feel the heat trainings for council members, and they, because of the Pinecrest project, they had the opportunity to have many fire live training fire scenarios this year. Of course, it goes without saying that we are thrilled that every department in the village came in under budget and for another year, and that we were able to present to council a balanced budget for 2016 again. We've begun the revision of our employee manuals. We got the new income tax legislation passed. We received a Bureau of Workers' Comp award for, quote, effort in preventing accidents and injuries in the workplace, end quote. If you remember, I told you about that award the day I told you that Joyce Sherwood got hurt. We've created Facebook pages. All the roads got striped. We had street repairs to Brainerd, Orange Tree, Miles, Harvard, Sterncrest roads. There was a crack sealing program this year. 125 catch basins were cleaned. Some doors around the buildings were replaced. There were some drainage projects completed. A few repairs to the fire department roof. And we did receive funds from the class action lawsuit from the salt companies versus the state of Ohio. You probably remember when that was in the news. I think we got about $8,000 or $9,000 from that class action suit that Attorney General DeWine instigated.
Price fixing of the salt.
Okay. We commenced the more rigorous and vigorous property maintenance program this year. Have I forgotten anything, department heads?
We have a new full-time building.
Did you?
I said that first.
Oh, you
did? You mention the Halloween?
You guys were talking over there.
Oh.
Halloween party?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, we've done a lot of extra things, and that's in addition to leaf pickup and branch chipping and road patrol and counting the
shredding.
Money and writing the checks. And
shredding, I think, is very important.
Shredding. We do that regionally with Pepper Pike to offer our residents 7 dates during the year. We'll have annual reports from the fire and service department next month, so we'll know how many calls they went on and things like that. But those, I would say, are the highlights from 2015. And next month, I will tell us 2016 goals. Okay?
Wow.
Can't wait.
A lot, huh?
Wonderful year.
Is that all?
Is that enough?
Yes. Funny.
You want more?
Okay. I've had a lot of questions from people regarding the all-purpose trails.
Well, the if you've noticed that the Stephen Havancik and Company trucks have been all around the village for a lot of time, they're out there surveying the roads.
For the purpose of
the all-purpose
the
trails.
Okay.
So
So they'll do that now. I assume there'll be a winter, and then next spring we'll start with designing and engineering and the assessment process and all that.
Okay. I don't have any other comments, so is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Second. Thank you, Mr. Klein.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, but we're going to do swearing in at the first meeting in January. You don't want to do something extra or...
I have a bottle of Don Perignon I could bring.
I know, it's not.
Should we just do it perfunctorily before the next meeting?
You guys get a free one.
Wait, why don't we finish? Hey, time out. Why don't we finish and have everybody... Do you want to call roll?
Here's the police chief giving him a copy.
Please, let's call roll so we can be done.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes.
Members of the audience.
All right, now moving on, sorry.
Isn't that wonderful? It must be.
When are we meeting? We're meeting in January.
The drill is going.
They still have no credit.
No, for the new council.
Oh, no, that's not...
It's the... I keep thinking it's now.
There's a date, really late February.
It isn't really an awesome issue. It's something that's passive.
You would guess how much this costs?
Individual.
No, it's, yeah, cost of the village.
Three points, yeah?
Pinecrest?
They actually, tissues are recyclable.
Yes, they are.
It's compostable, but...